He's also the Hebrews.
他去上班了一天呢，很辛苦了哈。
I know you are all very fatigued.
那他精神也很好，又来这边学习圣经。
But still, we all have a very energetic assembly here to study.
感谢神啊。
Thanks the Lord.
求主耶稣祝福我们，看我们的心。
May the Lord bless us and strengthen our heart.
那我们昨天看了两章。
Yesterday we studied two chapters.
第一章第一节到第三节，我们复习一下哈。
Let's just make a review. Chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3.
这里是在介绍耶稣。
These verses are the introduction to Jesus Christ.
那我们有一点一点把它写出来，就是介绍一个完美的基督。
We listed all the major items. It gives a perfect image of Jesus.
那接下来呢，从第一章第四节一直到第四章十三节，是来讲耶稣的尊贵性。
From verse 4 to chapter 4, deals with the elegancy of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的尊贵性。
The elegance. Oh, supremacy of Jesus Christ. Supremacy.
要不要写写还是不用？不需要。不需要。先等一下，我们比较就等一下，好吧？你还得，你们现在复习再讲。对，我这是大纲。哦，OK。
Super.
That第一点呢，就是我们昨天所谈到的第一章、第二章。
We study chapter 1, chapter 2.
耶稣以神的实质，这是实质啊，这是天使啊。
Jesus and
应该说比然哈，应该是更尊贵的。在第一章里面哈，就是神子，第一章，它就是人子，第二章。 那中间有一个插入的部分，就是第二章的第一节到第四节，就警戒。昨天我们没有写，这样我们只是用这两个主题来讲，啊，所以说讲这样子。那如果我们要把
two topics we discussed yesterday，
如果我们把 昨天你把神子、人子这两个观念记起来的话，那第一章、第二章就已经涵盖了。
If you try to remember the essential of the Son of Man, the Son of God, they pretty much cover all the important topics.
那我们今天要讲的就是耶稣以神的仆人。 Today we're going to discuss just Moses compared Jesus with with the servant.
这是第三章、第四章。
These are mainly covering chapter 3 and chapter 4.
好，那我们现在从第三章来看。
Let's read from verse chapter 3.
其实它每一章跟每一章都有一个扣环扣起来的。
Actually, every chapter, the chapters are linked. to get chained together.
我们看第二章的十七节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 17.
所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，然后为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓献上挽回祭，他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
Chapter 17. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, been tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted.
这一句呢，接下来我们几乎每一章都会再重新再返回，这个主题。譬如说，他跟他弟兄相同是什么意思
？What is the meaning? He had to be made like his brethren.And the similar statement are repeatedly mentioned.
为什么要跟他的弟兄相同
？Why he was in the likeness of his brother?
他的弟兄是谁
？And who was his brother?
那在什么样的事上相同
？And
这里我们只是念过，没有都没有解释。
What are the characteristics they are in likeness?
那耶稣要在成为大祭司
，Jesus will become the high priest.
那接下来就要开始讲。耶稣是大祭司咯
And then, and the altar will begin to discuss.
啊，他为百姓献上挽回祭。什么叫做挽回祭？
What's that meaning? To make propitiation for the sins of the people.
好，那我们来看第三章。
Let's read chapter 3.
这里呢，我们来念第一节哈。同门天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认识为使者、为大祭司的耶稣。
There were holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, considered the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus.
在这里呢，就是耶稣跟摩西的比较。
This is a comparison between Jesus and Moses.
耶稣是大祭司。
Jesus is the high priest.
第二节
，verse 2，
他为那设立他的敬忠
，was faithful to him who appointed him.
现在要跟耶稣跟神的仆人摩西来比较。
Now, Jesus is going to compare with Moses.
在旧约里面，他们很尊重天使。
In the Old Testament time, believers respected angels.
并且律法借着天使传下来。
The law was decreed to the Israelite through angels, through the angels.
那耶稣比天使更尊贵。
Jesus is more superior than the angels.
那接下来摩西是他们有律法的开始摩西带领他们出埃及所以摩西在对他们来讲好像有一般人说摩西就是那个犹太教的创立者
People even recognize Jesus, Moses as the founder of Judaism
但是耶稣也比那个摩西更尊贵
But Jesus was even more superior than Moses
那从第一节到第六节这是摩西跟耶稣的比较
Verse 1 to verse 6 is the comparison of Jesus versus Moses. Let's list the items of comparison.
耶稣摩西其实如果我们在家自己做的就会 更清楚哈我们现在两分钟带我们看一下如果有试着做一下好吗
Let's try to make comparison
我们比较的几个对象那个项目第一个同样职分
ministry
侍奉的对象他侍奉对不对侍奉的对象他向谁侍奉
啊
doing what? After ministry.
Oh, after ministry.
第四个侍奉的范围，第五个侍奉的根源，那个权限就是在哪个？其实这个都成哈，权限。 再来侍奉的信息，第五个侍奉的身份。譬如说，我们从第9到第6节念完哈，我们看第6节，但基督是儿子治理神的家。啊，摩西呢？第4、5节，摩西是仆人。啊，
那我们就可以写。 他是儿子，对不对？他的身份是以儿子的身份来侍奉，摩西是以仆人，仆人当然比那个儿子当然比仆人还尊贵嘛，是不是
？Of course, son is well, the son is more superior than the
servant。你在一家公司里面虽然是总经理，但是还是请啊。 如果你儿子去的话，那总经理有时候会吓一跳，因为如果他儿子打报告的话，他爸爸比较会听儿子的话。一般来讲，就是他家的嘛，是不是？Usually, the
owner, the son of owner will listen. The father, who's the owner, and you usually listen to his son's report.
好，那我们从第1节开始，念到第2节。耶稣呢，他是什么使者？ 这很特别的，这里使者就是什么？apostle。Jesus is apostle，是不是？你换的是换apostle，是messenger。第几？第二节。第三章。嗯。第三章。Therefore, the proto-prophet, what do you consider apostle？Apostle，apostle啊，耶稣是apostle。这个字我们比较少注意到。
我们一想到apostle，就想成十二的使徒，对不对？其实使徒这个定义哦，不只是十二的使徒，还有其他的使徒。十二是指是，一个特别的特定。那使者就是apostle。啊，他是什么呢？大祭司啊。使者。不，这他的职分哦，是一个 ministry。
Yeah, that's right. It is ministry. 就像使徒，使者就是使徒啦。那摩西呢？他是什么？神的仆人，对不对？But Moses
is servant of God.
但这是从无染没有关系哈。啊，再来第2节。 侍奉的对象，耶稣是什么？他是向父神敬忠，对不对？在哈。那摩西呢？在神的全家敬忠啊。那这里全家当然是以色列人的哈。
我们可以参考民数记第12章7节，这里是神亲自讲的，说摩西他是在我的家敬忠。Moses was faithful in God's house。那侍奉的性质呢？我们看第3章3节。That's in chapter 3, verse 3。耶稣是建造房屋的。
Jesus Christ built the house, he was the builder.
他是所建造的房屋。 他们侍奉的范围呢，他是以色列家。那耶稣这边呢是治理神的家。其实治理英文只是 over 而已啊，并没有说这是在这之上哈，治理神的家。神的家第六节。That's
over his own house，
对不对？那谁是神的家呢？ 神的家是什么?
What's the standard? And we are.
等一下我们可以再,
we are the house. We are the house of God.
那在这个前线里面呢，你看第三章第四节哈。Ezra chapter 3, verse 4， 它是建造万物，建造万物，对不对？
It's he who built all things, but he who all things God.
他是创造者，但是呢，这摩西呢是建造房屋哈。Creator
of all things.
那耶稣的信息呢，算是对全人类，所以全人类的救恩。
那摩西呢？他是为基督的救恩做见证。你看哈，第三章第五节，他是见证者，所以他是预备的。摩西是testify for the Lord。好，那第三章第一节到第六节，我们再念一遍就可以知道了哈。说同门天招的。 那个第一节到第六节，这都是讲我们哈同门天召的圣洁弟兄啊。Verse
1 to verse 6 refer to the brothers, refer to us, called by the Lord.
我们受洗之后，我们就变成圣洁的了。After
we were baptized, we are sanctified and holy.
圣洁就是神圣的。We
were holy.
我们每个人都是圣徒。Everyone
is a saint.
圣徒跟信徒有没有不一样？
What is the difference between a saint and a believer and a common believer?
我们上次在这边讲那个哥林多前书的时候，有讲圣徒啦、信徒啦、使徒啦，有没有不一样，或是门徒啦
？What differences between the apostles, the disciples, believers, and the saints?
其实这些不能比呀。There's
no way to make a comparison.
那个圣徒是说你被耶稣的宝血，你被选召，被耶稣宝血所洗净的。 就是成圣，就是圣徒。
A saint is called and sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们受过洗的每个都是圣徒。
Everyone who went through the water baptism is qualified as a saint.
你看哥林多前书第一章第二节，你就可以看到。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2.
这是他写信给哥林多教会哦。
Paul wrote this epistle to the Corinthians.
就是在耶稣基督里成圣门召做圣徒的，所以我们每个受洗之后的，我们每个都是圣徒。To
the church of God, which is a Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Jesus, called to be saints.
所以圣徒，那个是这个不是说你去灵修来的，a
saint,
而是你得到的。A
saint is
你被召，你就做圣徒了。
A saint is not because of personal, not spiritual complication. It's what you receive after the water baptism.
这个你可以参考很多了，罗马书一章七节，哥林多后书一章一节，以弗所书一章一节，腓立比书，你从那个哥林多后书、以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书每个一章一节，我们都可以看到他每个写信给这些教会都说你们是圣徒圣徒圣徒。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 1 or in the 2nd Corinthians and Philippians Ephesians chapter 1 verse 1 you almost see the authors mention the word saint.
哥林多教会吵得要命啊，也是圣徒啊。
The Corinthians had a lot of dispute, yet Paul called them saints.
保罗说你们还是小孩子啊。
Even Paul rebuked them, you are children, but they are still considered
as saints. 你们是属肉的，不是属灵的，也是圣徒。
You are a carnal and so secular. They are still considered as saint.
所以这个圣徒不是说哦，你灵修了成圣了，叫成圣徒，这个不对的，这样就不通了。保罗称这些吵架吵得要命的这个哥林多教会为圣徒。
How can Paul call the Corinthians as a saint?It's not because of the virtue.
所以我们再看回来希伯来书三章一节。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
所以这希伯来书的作者称这些他写信给他们这些人称作你们是蒙天召的圣成圣的弟兄啊。
Therefore, the author called addressed the recipientsas a saint.
我们看第五章第十一节。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 5, 第一节。
这我们很熟的哈。这些人呢，也被这个作者骂了一通啊。
These people were also rebuked by the author.
说我好些话告诉你，但是你们听不进去了，你多发沉吧。
You won't listen to my words.
你们学了这么久，应该当师傅的，但是呢。人家还要把那个小学就是 ABC 的这个道理告诉你。
And you become doubt of hearing, since you were a believer for a long time, then we still have to tell you all the basics.
你们不能吃干粮，只能喝奶。
You have come to need milk and not solid food.
第十三节。
Verse 14.
你们只能吃奶啊，不熟练人意的道理啊。
For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the world of righteousness, for he is a babe.
所以这样的人也是圣徒啊。
And these are still called, all these people are still saints.
所以这里的圣徒就不是说你努力拼来的，而是你接受耶稣的宝血，你相信了，接受耶稣的宝血就是什么？圣徒了。
A saint is not because of his individual or personal spiritual cultivation. It's because he was sanctified and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
这是恩典啊。
It is a grace.
所以这个神恩典没有办法去问的了，没有办法。为什么说这个人这么差，好像小孩子一样？就圣经里面说，好像小孩子一样，不熟练人的道理，他也是圣徒，气死人。那个人天天怎么样，刻苦谨心修炼，但是他没有接受洗礼，你说他是什么？他是死人。讲不通，这我也搞不懂。就是
It is very illogical, but you cannot challenge the law.If a person, just like what the Bible says that, he's unskilled in the word righteousness, for he's a babe, yet he's still called a saint. But a person has done a very great deal in cultivation, but what the Bible called him, he didn't receive water baptism, he was still considered as a dead man.
好，那这边告诉我们，我们要思考。
So we have to, consider and ponder.
我们所认识的耶稣。
The Jesus whom we know.
那他是所谓的使者，就是那个使徒，就是全权大使啦。
He is the apostle, just like a ambassador.
他也是大祭司。
He's a high priest.
希伯来书介绍耶稣到最这个、比较完之后，跟两个人比较，天使跟摩西比较，接下来整个的主力要放在他是大祭司这个职分上。
After making the comparison between Jesus of Jesus with angels and the Moses.Then the author focus on high priest.
所以第二节开始他就跟摩西比了。我们电板上面这边可以看得到。
We relisted, as we may refer to verse 2 of chapter 3.
那第六节。
Verse 6.
那基督是儿子治理神的家。
Christ as the son over his own house.
那什么是神的家呢？
What is the house of God?
看中文的话他治理神的家 最后呢，便是他的家，这离太远了。英文呢，直接就哈。
The English says, "But Christ, the Son of His own house, whose house we are, we hold fast the confidence."
英文就比较直接，就晓得这个神的家。
English translation gives a better picture.
那神的家就是我们呐。
The house of God refers to individual believer.
但是有一个条件哦。
Subject to one condition.
对，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，我们是他的家。
We are his house if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope from to the end.
我们是神的家是什么意思？
We are the house of God.
Jordan, 你是神的 Jordan 是神的家。你是神的家。
For instance, 这个，For instance, Jordan is the house of God. What does that mean?
我们常说到神的家，常有时候会想说到教会，对不对？
Many times we say we come to the house of God. Logically, we think that we come to the church.
那你是神的教会，你是外面的石头呢，还是这里的墙？
Are you the house of God? Are you the stone outside, or you are just a piece of wall?
多重要啊！那停车场那你石头没有，也是泥巴路啊。
It's very. If we have all the pebbles and stone removed from parking lot, then they will turn to mud.
这神的家是什么
？What is the house of God?
什么是神的家呢？先讲什么是神的家。
What's the house of God? What's the definition of the house of God?
耶稣在神的家之上。
Jesus is above the house of God.
神家是什么？教会。对。
The house of God also refers to the church.
那我们是教会。
We are.
我们讲教会的时候就很清楚嘛，是不是
？So when we discuss this in the ecclesiology.
我们若想不通的话，我们就把教会讲每次想都讲教会就是什么有形的物质的。
Many of the times we refer to the house, we refer to this construction, the physical building.
若有一天哦，那个我们买了一个更好的，那这个已经烂了，那我们就一把火烧了，说啊教会烧了。
So if we procure another better building one of these days, and we just burn this to ashes.Doesn't mean that we burn the church. No, we burn the buildings.
这是教堂而已。
This is just a construction. It's a physical building. It's not the spiritual church we refer to.
说我们是神的家。
And we are the house of God.
我们就是教会。
And we are the church.
那我们要成为神的，我们要成为教会。这个在我们看哥林多。
Let's refer to First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
三章十六节。
Verse 16. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
说，难道你们不知道你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏了神的殿，神就必毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
Do you know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are.
你们就是指着哥林多教会的信徒。
And you refers to the believers of Corinth.
教会是神的殿。
The church is the temple of God.
就是神的家。
Which is the house of God.
你毁坏神的殿，神就毁坏你。
If anyone defies the temple of God, God will destroy him.
就好像，但是有时候无知的话，神会像保罗，神就召他了。神说你，那耶稣说你为什么哈那个逼迫我？
Like for instance, Paul once persecuted the church. The light of God shone upon him, and Jesus asked him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
所以，真教会是。不可以乱怎么讲？乱毁坏的，毁坏神的教会，神会毁坏他。
If a person deliberately defile the church of God, and God will destroy him.
那我们要成为神的家，就要有盼望，有胆量。
If we want to become the house of God, we must have courage.
并且有可夸的盼望。你的盼望是什么呢
？We will have a dependable faith, a trustworthy faith.
当然我们就是那个得救的救恩了。
Of course, we must have the salvation.
那我们也要胆量。
We must have the courage.
神选召我们，我们应该要胆量了。
The Lord chose us. Since we're chosen by the Lord, we must have the courage.
我们要有信心才能够赢过魔鬼。
We must have faith to overcome the temptation of Satan.
我们去传福音也是一样。
Likewise, when we preach.
你看，我们是被神蒙天召的人啊。
We were chosen by the heaven.
不是，就是 heavenly calling 还是什
么东西？哦，I'm sorry, okay. Holy brother, partakers of the whole heavenly calling.
嘿嘿，就好像旧约的先知一样。
Just like prophets of the Old Testament time.
我们去传福音，如果你怕的话，那还没去传，你就会更怕。
If you are appointed to preach, but without courage, there's no way for you to do it.
我们看那个耶利米书一章。
Let's refer to Jeremiah.
一章十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 17.
一章十七节。
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 17.
神召了耶利米之后。
After God called Jeremiah.
神就跟他说你一章十七节。
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 17.
你当束腰。
You have a girt your waist.
耶利米书一章十七节。
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 17.
束腰就是准备工作要有力量。
They will... 耶利米书一章十七
节。
Spoke to him this man. 一章十七节。They will prepare yourself and rest.
一章十七节在这里嘛。
Let this man speak. Prepare yourself and
rise.
Okay. They will prepare yourself and arise.
啊，要将一切话告诉他们。
And also speak to them all that I command you.
那神呢，先警告这个耶利米啊。
God also warned Prophet Jeremiah.
不要因他们惊慌。
Do not be dismayed before their faces.
那些百姓很恶啊。
The people were very evil.
他们根本不听啊。
They will refuse to listen to the words of God.
但是神呢，差他去。
Still the Lord sent him.
但是你不要怕。
Do not be dismayed.
你怕。
If you dismay.
如果你怕免得我使你在他们面前惊慌，如果你要怕神，就让你怕的多一点了。
Do not be dismayed before their faces, lest I dismay you before them.
所以你怕会更怕，因为不但你怕，并且神还让你怕，所以你双重怕。
If you are afraid, then the Lord will even make you more afraid.
所以我们要坚持到底。
So we have to stand first until the end.
我们的盼望跟我们胆量。
With faith and courage.
好，那我们再回来看希伯来书第三章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章从第七节开始呢。
As we refer to verse 7.
一直到四章十三节，这是一个警戒哦。
To chapter 4 verse 13, this is the entire passage deals with warning of God.
那从七节到十九节
，as from verse 7 to 19,
这是警戒呢，就是以摩西为主，摩西带领他们出埃及嘛，对不对
？Moses led them out of the land of Egypt.
那以摩西带领下失败的百姓为鉴戒。
And this is the warning and the lesson to those because of the failure of the Israelites.
就是以摩西哈，摩西所带的百姓为警戒哈。为警戒。
People of Israel led by Moses.And this historical event has become a warning.
那我们先来看结论。
Let's read the conclusion.
这个 结论是在十六节到十八节。
The conclusion is from verse 16 to 18.
十六节吗？那是听见他的话的，他发出的是谁呢？啊，这是十六节哈。十六节。
Verse 16.
对 A 哈，啊，是谁呢？那是谁是讲什么呢？
For whom?
是神发怒。
For whom? Having heard rebel.
神怒谁呢？那是七节。
For 17.
那也是神厌烦哈，厌烦对不对？
Now whom was he angry for the year?
Yes, it's angry. Yeah.
那十八节 Verse
18. 其实如果你一节一节抄起来的话，结果是一样的。
If you try to
神甚至启示不容进，不容他们进入他的安息，是谁呢？啊，谁呢
？And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest?
是不容入哈，不容他们进入安息。
To whom did he swear？
啊，那他你看十六、十七、十八的 A 哈，就上半句都是说是谁是谁是谁，对不对
？The first portion of 16, 17, and 18 all refers to who or with whom。
那接下来他就啊十六节。那听见他话的，他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？他都是用问句来回答问句。
The authors use a question to ask.
啊，都一样的啊，所以就是跟他出来的众人啊，跟摩西出的众人，跟摩西出来啊，就出埃。出埃及的人啊
those who left Egypt with Moses.
出埃及的人本来是神救他们出来的，神不向他们生气嘛。
Initially God delivered and saved them from the hands of Egyptians, yet the wrath of the Lord was towards them.
十七节。
Verse 17.
神四十年之久要厌烦谁呢？
Now with whom was he angry 40 years?
他们出埃及，接下来就是什么四十年在旷野啊。
And after the land of Egypt, this one of 40 years in the wilderness,
就是四十年来，就是这四十年来，就是那些倒在旷野死掉、给死掉的人啊。
Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness?Whose corpses fell in the wilderness.
那四十年过了，要进入埃及，要进入迦南了，对不对
？40 years later, they were about to enter the land of Canaan.
谁不能进去呢
？And who was not allowed?
那些不信从的人。
Those who disbelieve.
啊，所以你看，从这摩西所带出来的百姓为禁忌。
So this serves as a warning.Using the historical event of Exodus.
第一个是听见他话，十六节哈，那时听见他话，还有神生气了，就是出埃及人。
For who have heard rebel, indeed was it not all who came out of Egypt by Moses?
那四十年，神跟他们四十年呢、啊，每天的神生气的是谁呢？神厌烦谁呢？就是那些倒在旷野的。
Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Those who collect and die in the wilderness.
神带他们出埃及，本来是要应许他们进那个迦南地享受安息，但是神又不让他们进，启示说不能进去呢，那些不信从的。
So our the Lord's initial intention was to bring them into the land of Canaan to enjoy the peace, but who was not allowed to attend the land of Canaan?Those who disobey the Lord.
那是十九节
，verse 19。
十九节是这个 间接的最后的一个解结语了哈。
It's a conclusion.
就是说这样看来啊。
So we see that
他们不能进入，是因为他们不信的缘故。
They could not enter in because of unbelief.
所以信在这里就标出来了，很重要。不信了。
And faith is very important.
好，那我们从第七节再来看。
To believe.
第七节，圣灵有话说。
Let's read.
第七节，三章七节。
Verse 7 of chapter 3.
圣灵有话说。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit says.
这是诗篇九十五篇七节到十一节。
And this is the quote from Psalm 95, verse 7 to 11.
我们常常会引用圣经，或是。所以说啊，这是谁写的啊？哇，那个背景哦，这个很重要，这不错。但是呢，也不全部是这样子。
A lot of times we can try to trace for the backgrounds and the authors. This may not be accurate all the time. May not be true all the time.
你看诗篇九十五篇啊，第七节。
Psalm 95 verse 7.
这里在希伯书把它引用过来。他没有说啊，作诗人啊，或是谁啊，作者啊，他没有。这是谁说的？圣灵有话说，是圣灵说的。
The author of Hebrews quote directly the words from Psalm. He didn't say who the author is. He just mentioned directly that the Holy Spirit says.
那这里也是个警戒啊。
It is a passage of warning.
第七节说：“你们今日啊，若听他的话。”就不可硬着心了。
Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候。
In the day of trial, in the wilderness.
你看，在第八节哈。
In verse 8.
发怒，缓回去哈，发怒，神发怒。
The wrath of God.
神向谁发怒呢？
The wrath of the Lord.
就是。
Towards the Egyptians.
十七至十六节就是第八节，第七节、第八节的啊，再重新再把它讲一遍。
Actually, verse 16 repeat verse 7 and verse 8.
第九节。
Verse 9.
在那里，你们的祖宗试探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久。第十节，说我厌烦那世代的人，说他们心里时常迷糊哦，竟不晓得我的作为哦。
Verse 9, where your fathers tested me and proved me and saw my works 40 years, therefore I was angry with the generation.
好，这里是提到厌烦。
And it's talking about God's angry.
第十节。
Verse 10.
厌烦，对不对？
God's angry.
然后再来第十一节。
Verse 11.
说我就在怒中起誓，说他断不可进入我的安息。
So I saw in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
誓不可入啊。
就是发誓叫他们不可以进去。
That they shall not enter his rest.
所以你看。
八到十一跟十六到十八就是好像两个相对的啊。
It's actually the verse 16 to 18 parallel with verse 8 to 10.
十节
8 to 11.
这弟兄们
verse 12.
这是一个警戒，他把历史讲了之后，现在就讲到我们了。你们要谨慎了，免得中间又后有存着不幸的恶心把永。永生神离弃了。
Now the author focus on the modern believers. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
其实神不会离弃我们。
God will never depart from us.
只有我们会离弃神。
Only man will betray God.
神是很就是对我们来讲，神对我们是很忠厚的。
God is God is love, and He's very friend to us, very faithful to us.
在以色列的历史里面，神常常做一个回顾啊。
In the history of Israel, God always make a review and a recollection.
我们来看耶利米书第二章。
Let's refer again to Jeremiah.
耶利米是一个王国的先知，在耶利米的手下呢，国家灭亡了。
But during the time of Jeremiah, the kingdom was destroyed.
那神要让这个以色列国灭亡之前呢，神一直在回忆啊。
Prior to the country was destroyed, God make a recollection.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
神的话临到我说，第二节。
Moreover, the word of God, the word of the Lord came to me, saying,
你去向耶路撒冷的人的耳中喊着说，真神如此说。
Go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord.
要听进去啊，向他的耳中喊叫。
Go and cry in the hearing.
说你用你的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，你将在旷野，在未曾耕种之地跟随我，我都记得啊。神是一个很念旧的神啊。
Lord, always remember the past.
以色列民，神怎么样来拯救他们？
How did the Lord save the Israelites?
他们怎么样很单纯的来跟神？跟随神，他都记得。
God also remember how did they have a very simple mind.
神都很记得了。
God remembers everything.
所以以色列现在遗弃了，但是神说：“你怎样在旷野，在未曾耕种之地跟随我，我都记得。”
God said, "I remember you, the kindness of you, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in the land that was not sown."
在先知书里面，神常常呼天喊地啊。
In the books of the prophets, God always cry out loudly.
像那个以赛亚书第一章，神说天啊，要听地啊，要注意啊，喊天喊地，说这些百姓啊，根本就忘记我。那神还是一直。神遗弃了。
The man, if had a heart, had a heart of disbelief, to abandon God.
但是神不会忘记我们。
God never forget us.
甚至圣经说，如果在羊奶的，就是喂奶的妈妈，如果还会，甚至会把那个他自己的孩子忘了，神也不会忘记我们。
Even the mother who feeds the baby will forget his child, but the Lord never forgets us.
正在喂奶的，就是有 baby 那个妈妈哈，很敏感哦。
A mother.Who feeds the baby, who's nursing the baby, is very sensitive.
敏感到你小孩子一哭就马上跑去了。
The mother will pay attention to the child at any time, even when the child is crying.
你有没有听过猫在哭啊？猫在叫哈，很像小孩在哭啊。有一次猫在叫，我太太跑进去了，好久没有哭啊，猫在哭，猫在叫，猫有没有？真的被猫叫骗了，所以很敏感，那我就迟钝了。他跑去问是什么事？孩子哭了？没有啊，猫在叫。
At one time, when the cat is crying,
这事实啊。
And I thought, and my wife thought that the baby is crying, but as it's not.
能不能帮忙把妇堂门开一下 ？Someone go help and open the 把妇堂的门开一下。
Someone has the key. 有人要过去妇堂。师傅被锁住，去看，没关系。OK，
好，神是不会忘记我们的。
God didn't forget us。
妈妈绝对不会忘记那个她小的孩子了。如果啦，说如果忘记了，神也不会忘记我们。
The mother will never forget his child. Even a mother ignore his child, but the Lord will not ignore us.
十三节
，verse 13，
这边说总要趁着还有今日。
But exhort one another daily, which is called today。
第七节也是一样哈，你们今日若听他的话。
And today, if you hear his voice,
今日啊
，today，
我们要天天彼此劝勉啊。
We should encourage each other.
这是一个机会了。
Pursue each other mutually.
如果不劝勉的话，说免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑。
Lest you were tempted by the sin.
罪会迷人呢、啊。
The Lord, the sin.We come to confuse a person.
慢慢的心里会刚硬起来。
His heart will be hardened.
那如果心里刚硬了，就会把神离弃了。
If a person's heart is hardened, and he will disbelieve in the Lord.
十四节
，verse 14.
我们若将起初切实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
For we have become partaker of Christ, if we hold the beginning of a confidence, steadfast to the end.
我们信主的时候，那时候是最纯的。
When we firstly converted.We have a very simple faith.
起初的信心
The Bible says that hold the beginning of our confidence.
那个启示录第二章那边神跟以弗所书那以弗所教会所讲的要起初的爱心。
And it's the same as stated in the Revelation chapter 2, the author told the Ephesian church, should keep, the,
第四节啊。
Verse 4, you have left your first love.
起初的信心起初的爱心都很重要
the first love and the first faith is very important
如果我们是真心信的了哈，那起初那信心是很坚强的
if we truly believe in the Lord the beginning of our confidence is very strong
每个教会都像每个教会开始在兴旺的时候风雨无阻啊。
When the church is very prospective people will come to attend the serviceseither raining, either in a rainy day or in a sunny day.
那爱心也很十足啊。
And they have the real love, the true love.
那渐渐的信心就比较软弱一点了。
And begin to lose the faith.
好，那爱心也就也减了。
And they don't show, they don't, and they begin to lose the first love.
所以这里在耶稣跟摩西比较之下，他在这边。给我们一个警戒，就是不要像摩西时代那些人了。
The author tried to make a comparison of the believer during the Mosaic time and try to tell us that we should not follow that.
他们不能进入安息，因为不信。
They couldn't enter the peace because they disbelieve.
我们看第四章。
Let's read chapter 4.
他们是他们哦。
And these are the people, the other the Israelites.
现在换到我们呢
？How about us?
那第四章第一节
，Verse one，
我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。
Therefore, since the promise remains of entering his rest, let's fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it.
在希伯来书，我们昨天有看到他是第二代、第三代的信徒了。
We know that the author referred to the second and the third generation believers.
那时候慢慢的，可能真正的信主人，可能若这希伯来书的时代，可能离启示录那七个教会的时期很近。
The time when Hebrews was written, it was very close to the time of the seven churches mentioned in the Revelation.
他说：“我们既蒙留下。”有进入他安息的应许，是不是？第一节。
Therefore, since the promise remains of entering his rest.
然后呢
？Let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it.
我们有这个应许，我们可以进入他的安息。
We have this promise, so we'll be able to enter his rest.
我们今天还活着。
We can still live today.
那我们也在真教会里面找到这个，得到这个应许。
We gain this promise in the true church.
所以对我们来讲我们要畏惧
To us, we should be afraid
就是像保罗所讲的战战兢兢做成得救的功夫
And I try to complete the work of salvation with fear
那免得好像赶不上啊
Or will be behind
就好像不够一样好像达不到目标了
It seems that we cannot reach the goal
那我们来看第二节一下
Let's read verse 2.
从四章的第一节到十一节，这是讲耶稣亚时代的人。
For verse 11, describes about the believers during the time of Isaiah.
他们不信，对不对？
他们不信。Time of Elijah.
所以不能进入安息。
They disbelieved, therefore they couldn't enter the peace.
第一节开始到十二节，到十一节。
Chapter 4 from verse 1 to 11.
就讲安息的问题啊。
Deals with the rest or the Sabbath.
这是安息就是 rest.
Yeah, it's the rest.
Okay. 那这个是
这是这第一点哈，第二个是。以耶稣也啊，
不叫
耶稣也所带领的百姓， 回见记啊。
It's another warning. Based on the incidents of Israelites led by Joshua.
我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
四章八节
Chapter 4 verse 8
若是耶稣也已叫他们享了安息后来神就不再提别的日子了
For if Joshua had given them rest then he would not afterward have spoken of another day
所以他们虽然看样子好像耶稣也带领他们进迦南地其实呢他们也没有得到安息
It seems that Joshua brought them to the land of Egypt still they didn't receive the rest they didn't have the rest
那我们呢我们是第四章第一节我们是不是跟他们一样的哦他们不能进入安息啊他们不信啊那我们呢我们有进入安息的应许哦
And we are different from the Israelites We have a promise remains of entering his rest
你看第四章第一节跟第四章十一节是就是一个刮弧、哦、好像一个框框一样框住这一段
And the chapter 4 and chapter 1 of 1 and 11 seems like as apprentices have all this statement quoted.
你把两句抄起来，它那个是一样的。
If you try to copy these two verses, try to list these two verses, they are all talking about the same thing.
历史是过去，重要的是我们。
History is gone, it's past, and what to us,the most important is what we see here.
四章一节说，我们既能留下有进入他安息的应许，就当啊畏惧。那看十一节，所以我们务，所以我们务务必竭力进入那安息。
Therefore, let us therefore be diligent to enter the rest,
免得学那不信从的样子跌倒啊。
Lest anyone fall after the same example of disobedience.
其实一节跟第十一节是哈，好像互相扣起来的一个框框。
Verse one and verse 11, tell the same thing.
所以这里讲到是安息。
And the author refers to the rest.
这是我们信耶稣的目的啦。
This is the purpose for the Christian believer to receive rest.
这个我们来看马太福音第十一章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
说凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来了
Come to me all you who labor and are heavy laden and I will give you rest
人间有很多的重担、啊、
There's a lot of laden on this earth
身体不平安这个是病痛的重担、
A person is ill is a laden
你的情感有问题你的 心情就是有差错这个是 一种重担
If you have emotional problems it's another laden
那再来就罪的重担
Also the laden of sin
魔鬼把他的罪担压在我们身上
Satan put the laden of sin on our shoulder
我们的身心灵都是有重担的
Physically, mentally and spiritually we always carry heavy laden
那到耶稣这里来就得到安息
When we come to Jesus we will receive rest
那怎么样到耶稣来之后要怎么办才能够得到安息呢
And how can we receive the rest from the Lord
29节
29
耶稣说我心里柔和谦卑啊
For I am gentle and lowly in heart
你们要负我的轭学我的样式这样你们心里就得安息
Take my yoke upon you and learn from meAnd you will find rest for your souls.
所以我们到耶稣的面前呢，要柔和谦卑。
So we have to come to the front of the Lord, with a heart of gentleness, and lowly.
那负耶稣的轭啊。
We should also carry the yoke.
你想说我已经劳苦重担了，再负耶稣的轭，不把我压扁了？
You may say that I already carry a heavy laden, I still have to carry the yoke of the Lord, and how can I bear for it?
这是双重重担嘛。
There are two Latins.
我们看三十节。
But we read verse 30.
耶稣说，我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
你的劳苦重担先要放下，才能够负上耶稣的轭。
You have to put aside your Latin, then you'll be able to carry the yoke of the Lord.
以色列人他们的那个耕地的牛哈，轭是两条牛负一个轭的。
In Israel, the two cows bearing a yoke.
我们的重担，我们有时候放不下。
A lot of times we couldn't put aside our laden.
你要负耶稣的轭，你要把自己的重担拿下来，负耶稣的轭。
Before you carry the yoke of the Lord, you have to put aside your own laden.
那你负上耶稣的轭的话，其实是耶稣跟你一起负的。
It's actually Jesus Christ carrying the yoke with you.
那轭是两条牛，哈，这是轭哈，两条牛一起负轭，你走不动了。这个牛若你走不了了，这个一定要走的嘛，他就拖着你走了。
Since the two cows are carrying the yoke, if one is incapable to carry, the second one has to continue to bear the yoke.
这是耶稣的轭啊。
And this is the yoke of Jesus.
啊。这是你们，这是我们的哈。
And we are on one side, and Jesus is on another side.
如果你能够晓得耶稣的旨意，慢慢的跟耶稣走的话，那服在他的谦，你谦卑温柔跟耶稣走的话，你一生会很顺。
If we have the heart of loneliness and gentleness, we'll be able to carry the yoke with Jesus Christ.Smoothly.
如果你要走在耶稣前面，
if you want to walk ahead of Jesus,
你要走快点哦。
Then you have to walk faster.
你一个人这个很重啊，对不对？全部你担着了。
And it will be a very heavy yoke. And the pressure will be on your side.
我们来看一下这个那个创世纪。
Let's refer to Genesis.
第十七章。
Genesis chapter 17.
亚伯兰九十九岁了。
Genesis chapter 17.
十七章第一节。
Verse 1.
亚伯兰九十九岁了。
Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, when Abraham was 99 years old.
他在这个之前呢，他一直常常走在神的前面。
He always walk in front of Jesus, in front of God.
所以他也遇到很多的苦难了。
He encountered a lot of tribulation.
那九十九岁的神向他显现呢
？God appeared to him at the age of 99.
神对他说
，God said to him,
我是全能的
，I'm Almighty.
神说我是全能的，你当在我面前做完全人。
Walk before me and be blameless.
第二节
，verse 2.
我就与你立约。
And I will make covenant between me and you.
好，那个 Ted， 神说我是全能的。
Lord said I am mighty God.
你要在我面前做完全人。
Walk before me and be blameless.
我就跟你立约。
And I will make covenant between me and you.
那你怎么办
？And what is your reaction?
啊？你说什么？不是接受你完全不完全，这是约是这样子，要两个啊。两边约是两边的，你跟人家contract也是，我出100块，你要出什么，对不对？神说你要完全的，我再跟你约，不完全就没有约了。那
covenant is like is a big contract
啊，那不完全就没有约了。
It's like making a contract between two parties. So if a person is not perfect, is imperfect.Then the Lord will not meet the covenant.
Is that so?
God said, I am Almighty.
那你呢？你要这样做，你要完全人。
And you have to be blameless.
你如果当完全人之后，我们就来立约了。
When you are a blameless, then there will be the covenant.
是不是？
Is that so?
好。那杨文生，若神跟你说，如果你做完全人，神再祝福给你，那你怎么办？你说啊，这个福不要了，不完全了，永远不完全。
If the Lord told you that,
是不是
？I will not bless you unless you are perfect.
有没有人完全
？Unless you are blameless. Is that a blameless man on earth?
有没有完全?
Is that a perfect
没有,
man? So logically, if there's no perfect person, there's no blameless person, there will be no covenant. Did God make a covenant with Abraham? And he did. So Abraham was perfect and blameless.
是不是?
Is that right?
神说你要完全,
the Lord says very clearly that I will be coming in with you if you are blameless.
那神就跟亚伯拉立约了。你看第四节,
then God will come in with Abraham.
第四节,
as for me, behold, my covenant is with you.
表示说亚伯拉已经达到神的要求，已经完全了。
Abraham has attained the standard of God.
是不是?
Has fulfilled the standard of God.
圣经是这样讲的吗? 不对啊。
This is what Bible said.
我没有加减加醋啊。
I didn't add anything to the Bible.
对的。 亚伯拉完全了没有?
Is Abraham blameless?
完全的。 所以有神家立约的。
He is. Is that right? Therefore God made a covenant with him. So how did he become a blameless person? How blameless was he?
对。 匍匐在地啊。 所以这个完全的第一步叫什么？趴地完全法。
Abraham fell on his face. He fell on his face, therefore he was blameless and became perfect.
圣经你可以把完全找出来，这是 blameless, 就是没有可以讲在的，没有瑕疵的。
There are numerous places. Dealt with the blameless which you can
像这个就是阶段性的完全
therefore Abraham attained the blameless attained a perfection at a certain stage.
他是不是达到那个最终的完全呢？没有，还要再练哦。
Has he reached the final blameless stage? No, he's not.
但是在这个阶段里面，他趴在地上就完全了。
But at this stage, at he, Bible says that he fell on his face, and in the eyes of God, he was blameless, conditionally.
你看很快的，你看第二节啊，他说你站在我面前做完全的，我就跟你立约。
Verse 2 says that I will make my covenant between me and you.
那使你的后裔极其多。
And will multiply you exceedingly.
那第三节。
Verse 3.
亚伯兰就伏在地。
Then Abraham fell on his face.
他只趴上第一句话都没有讲，也没有做什么东西啊，马上神跟他立约了，表示说在神的眼睛里面完全了，容易不容易？是不是那个没有完全人？
Abraham fell.
等一下你趴地上你就完全了。
Abraham fell on his.
有时候你趴不下去啊。对。不是 perfect.
Blameless.
Blameless 就是没有不可指责的了。
So Abraham fell on his face. In this incident, he was considered as blameless.
你看约伯，约伯那个完全是跟这一样的。
So Abraham, so Job was also considered as a blameless person.
我们说完全人，这我的完全有一个意思，就是说这个人是完全无可指责的 blameless。
好，英文比较清楚 ，blameless，
所以这是我们要学的
，this is what we should learn from，
所以我们要得到安息
，so we are going to receive peace。
你信耶稣刚开始信说很平安哦
，and when we when we first converted， we had peace in our mind。
在当时你的信心怎么样？起初信心是完全的，所以那完全是什么？无可指摘的。即使你不说信心很大，你很会趴地的。
You have a blameless faith because you are very humble, very lowly, just like Abraham. You fell to the ground, fell on his on your face a lot of times.
你能够相信,
you believe.
你做不到，你就趴在那里.
If you cannot make it, you just fell on your face.
其实亚伯拉罕当他趴地上的时候，他后来偷笑了。
Abraham fell on his face.
等一下，他笑笑什么？不是笑神，他笑自己。
What do you laugh?
我这个我本身就是这么差，那你跟我讲说我要生孩子，一个孩子都没有99岁啊！这个。
He was laughing to himself. God, you promised him he would have a child, since he has already been 99 years old.
这时候他服在神的大能之下, 因为神是全能的,
he submit to the power of God, to the authority of God.
他相信神全能,
he believed God is almighty.
我做不到,
and I couldn't accomplish.
他做不到呢, 他不是说他有信心哦, 他没有, 他跟神说, 不用你那么麻烦啦, 我那个以斯玛利就可以的啦。
And he, because he,
他等一下怕就像跟神这么说, 其实他不是说哇信心十足说一定有, 不是, 他是服在神的大能之下说, 我实在是不行了, 我没有办法, 客观条件对我来讲的话, 是死人一个, 但是你既然这样说, 好吧, 那就这样子吧。
He surrendered to God's mighty power. It doesn't mean that Abraham has a very strong faith.
他在笑自己的无能,
he actually teased himself. He's so unbelief he was.
一个广告,
so powerless he was.
一个广告,
that was an advertisement.
你没听过, 一个光头的,
that was a...
那是不是我, 不要联想我, 世界光头那么多, 但是传全光, 啊, 他, 他那, 他那个是一个那个什么礼品公司啊, 他是说他会给你一个suggestion看你要买什么礼物给谁, 他那广告是一个人全光头, 他拿一个吹风机,
that was an advertisement,
我就送给他一个吹风机嘛, 对不对,
that was
他拿着吹风机插着电这样在吹, 那不, 他意思是, 那个广告公司说, 何必这个样子的让他为难, 你送一, 送一个光头的吹风机是要吹头皮还是要吹头发,
that was an advertisement from a gift shop. With a bald guy having a dryer blowing to his head, so every time he say, you know, why bother, you know, to give him, why make him, why make him to suffer? You give me a blower. What is the point? It's going to blow his hair or going to blow to his head?
那个人实在是一个很尴尬的一个表情.
It was actually very embarrassing.
亚伯人是一样.
Abraham was in the same situation.
对我们来讲, 我们得到安息,
we receive
the rest. 耶稣所讲, 要心里柔和, 谦卑,
we must have a lowly heart, and also then we must have a gentle and a lowly heart.
要趴得下去,
we should like Abraham,
就是完全的信赖,
on our face,
完全信赖神,
that means we should totally be submissive.
因为神是全能的,
God is almighty.
这样才能够进入到安息,
there we'll be able to enter into the rest.
我们常常很自作聪明的很会就是的,
a lot of times we seems that we are very smart.
我们信了一久, 哦, 什么都会了, 百般无好像都学会了, 所以自己来了,
the longer we believe in the Lord, and we feel that we thought that we know everything.
我以前在一个科达, 在德国的科达公司打工,
years ago I worked in the Kodak company,
冲洗影片了,
of Germany, in a processing film.
那他们里面有一个规则, 就是说如果机器不动的话, 你, 他们有一个按钮, 叫那个工, 那个技师来,
That was a rule saying that if the machine was malfunctioned, you have to press the bell to call the technician.
那我们做久了吗?
And after we've been working for a while,
那有人就自作聪明了, 想说做这么久了, 内行了, 说, 诶, 不动了, 自己开始修理了,
and someone tried to pretend to be smart when the machine was more functioning, and he started to repair.
但是越修越坏了,
and of course he would not, you know, fix the problem.
就按铃嘛, huh?
Then he pressed the bell.
那个技就是专门修理机械技师啊, 他也不是工程师啊, 技师就来了,
and technician arrived.
那修理那个人就一脸无奈啊, 就也是好像你问我说, 我已经尽力了, 但是就没办法呀。
And the workers and then the worker seems very embarrassing because he already tried his best.
那个技师跟他讲说, 你的尽力就是一停呢, 你就按铃,
so the technician,
你的尽力不是说, 你在那边修理啊, 这个不是你的工作, 你尽力就是一停, 你就按铃啊, 哦, 你没有, 你修理了半天, 哦, 你以为你已经很厉害, 并且一脸无辜, 并且好像说, 我已经做了最, 付了这么大的, 弄了手啊, 脸都脏掉了, 还是不行, 好像很, 很无辜, 并且呢, 很受冤枉, 好像说, 又没有加班费, 或是额外钱这样, 那个骂他, 所以你尽力就是一停按铃, 我们也是一样,
And then the technician told him that your obligation, your duty is to press the bell when the machine was more function. You don't have to do anything.
我们慢慢的，好像，哦，进到神的国里面，好像上了武当山，过了几年之后，武功强了，自己哦，打来打去，不再按铃了，不再依靠神了。
Just like, it's just like a person who learned the kung fu for years. He thought that he's no longer apprentice; he's a master. Then he became try to be smart, but that shouldn't be the attitude. We should try to still to rely on the Lord and trust in Him. And have a lowly heart.
Now let's stand up to get that one accord.
Now let's stand up to get that one accord.
为灵恩惠为我们的。
Let's pray.
这不不是有灵恩惠吗
？For the seminar and also for the convocation.
为圣亲人来祷告。
Let's pray for those who are sick.
那为我们自己祷告。
Also pray for ourselves.
神是全能的。
God is Almighty.
我们可以信靠他。
We can rely and trust him.
我们。